In this episode of Bear Podcast,
Voodoo Fest,
Ray and Robbie's Halloween Party,
Channing Tatum makes a mighty fine gambit,
Strongman comes out as gay,
Apple CEO is gay,
and the butt of sloth.
All these and more coming up next. Bear Podcast, 542.
Hey, all you bears!
He's texting the bump in the big hairy man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you again, so I'm going to scrub there and fix it for you.
Can I do the podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that is funny, cute,
what? That's two glasses of wine.
He's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. You really have to.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I'm Ray.
And welcome to episode 542, and it's November 4, Tuesday. So it's Election Day.
It's Election Day in the U.S.
Did you vote?
Yes. Okay, good. If you don't vote, don't bitch.
That's why I posted on my Facebook. I don't bitch much, but since I voted, I can. I want to have the option to bitch once in a while. So, yeah. I got to vote this morning. You know, in my experience from 2 years ago, there was a long, long line. Maybe because it's presidential. Maybe.
Yeah.
So there's a long, long line. I arrived an hour early. You know, it opens at 7 and they, you know, let you line up. And then I was just, the line was just too long. Today, I was the first one there because I thought, you know, I learned my lesson last year. I'll be here an hour earlier. When I arrived an hour earlier, sure enough, I was the first one. It took me about 10 minutes and, you know, reviewing. And did you just look at it or do you have a list?
It looks like it's working. Hello, yeah. Testament. Hello. Yes.
That's why you were whispering. Sorry, guys.
I don't whisper.
Okay, so yeah, I did go voting this morning, and then I research. I just don't vote because I just don't vote blindly. I do research the people.
What did you research? What did you find out?
Well, I can't remember everything right now. What I did was to search the name for each party and then check out what their accomplishments, what they've done, are they incumbent, what have they done so far, what are the scandals they've done.
Well, it's politics. Like, everybody's got scandals.
I know.
A long time ago, I settled down myself that any politician is going to do what they want to for themselves first, and then hopefully they'll do something for us. So It's just which is the worst of the two evils.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah. So I hope you guys voted so you can bitch.
That's right.
All right, so let's move on to our weekend updates. Actually, right now we have pictures. Well, not this one. I'll talk about it in a bit. But Ray's pictures here, care of Wayne. Thank you, Wayne, for the
That's
pictures.
Right. Wayne takes some great pictures, as always.
Yeah. So what happened last Friday night? Friday night.
Halloween.
It's Halloween night.
Okay. Right. A little Halloween party at the house. These two were not there.
Yeah, because we were in Voodoo Fest. But we'll talk about it in a bit.
That was me. That's me. Someone out of my costume. I was Marvin the Martian. I had a face.
That's what's supposed to be Marvin the Martian.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I got my hat on there, but I don't have the face piece thing on. I took it off.
But that's the only way we can tell it's
These pictures were taken later in the evening, and by that time I was over it. Screw this shit. I'd been at work all day. It was getting irritating. My hat kept sliding. I said, fuck this shit. I'll take it off. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So we got lots of friends. Oh, he's supposed to be Gandalf. I got it. Yeah, Jared's supposed to be Gandalf.
You shall not pass. Mm-hmm. So.
And okay. Anyway, so it was fun. I guess looking at the pictures.
Robbie was in his little tutu. He was swirling around all night long.
I bet.
He loved it.
See, you all are wearing red. What's wrong with you guys?
I was wearing red because.
Why?
Well, Marvin the Martian's outfit's red except for
Is it green. Red?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Have y'all not seen it?
I can't remember.
Out of all the people that was there, only the people over 35 years of age knew who I was except for one kid that came to the door.
Who?
And he said, "You're the Bugs Bunny dude." And I said, "You're right. Do you know what his name is? He's the alien." I'm like, "You're right. It's Marvin the Martian." I gave him extra candy.
Oh, nice. So,
there was one kid. And there wasn't many kids trick-or-treating. We didn't have that big of a crowd like we thought.
I haven't done trick-or-treating for a long time.
And you can still get away with it if you shave your mustache. They'd still think you were a kid.
Oh, yeah. They would?
Yeah.
Okay. Put on very light. Tall kid, I guess. What do you mean? I mean, I'm not tall. I'm tall enough if I was a kid, right? Okay. Anyway, so what did you have any contests or anything? Or just really just a party?
It was just a party.
Mm-hmm.
Food, fun, hang out, have a good time.
Anyway, so I flew to New Orleans. Every year I go to New Orleans for Voodoo Fest. It's a three-day concert, and I had to watch Slayer and Rise Against on Friday. And I got to see on Sunday – wait, who played Sunday? Oh, Sunday was the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
That was awesome. It was great. I mean, watching Foo Fighters play live is always awesome. You know, their popular songs and everything. But to me, I also saw P. Lander Z is a kind of a
crazy
Asian punk band from New York City.
So many Mike.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they're singing. But they didn't sing much. I was telling Ray earlier.
Like a stick.
Medium rare. Yeah. I got to see them, but then they're not playing too much music anymore. Like I said, they're just doing stage comedy performance arts, stuff like that. So they don't have a bassist. They have a session drummer. So I guess the guy couldn't play all the songs. So anyway, I feel sad that they don't play much music anymore. So
it's amazing. Go see a band and they don't play music anymore.
I know, right? And then Sunday morning, what did we do? Oh, we ate at Daisy Duke's and I had an alligator omelet. Yeah, that's right. You should try it. Have you tried alligator before?
I've eaten alligator before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tastes like chicken.
To me, it just tastes like sausage, normal sausage. So when I got home, actually, it's really sad because I don't have hot water.
Oh, flashback to your childhood days.
I know. I was telling you earlier
about first world problems.
Yeah. I had first world problems. I didn't have hot water. And my solution last week was to go to the gym and shower there. So, you know.
All the other bears.
No.
I'm sure the soap kept getting dropped all the time.
Right.
Oops. Oh, can I get that between? It's right between your legs.
It's on the floor. No, it's between your legs. It's between your legs now. So I went there. You know, it's kind of funny because, you know, the attendant would say, thank you, sir. Enjoy your workout. Oh, thank you. I'm not going to work. I'm here to shower. So I did shower and everything.
I'm homeless. I'm just here to shower. That's all I can afford is a gym membership. Actually, I know homeless people that's done that before.
What do they do? Get membership?
They get a gym membership so they can shower and keep clean and stuff.
Not a bad idea.
So it's cheaper than renting a house.
So you stay on the streets and just to shower, you go to the gym.
You go to the gym, shower, clean up, relax, go in steam room, sauna.
Okay. Brilliant. Anyway, so
all for less than $30 a month.
So today, the I had this guy come over and fix it. So it's some kind of a
coil. Was he cute?
Maybe cute for you, not cute for me.
Okay.
I guess he's good looking, but
so he looked like not Robbie?
My type. Yes.
Okay.
So he fixed it. Yay! I have hot water right now. So my first world problem has been solved.
Yay. 11 first world problems are solved.
So I grew up with dippers. That's how Filipinos are. You know, just there's this big pail of water, and you get this dipper, and you just pour it on you like that. Very wasteful, but that's how
we do it. Do you sit there naked and do it, or do you do it in your underwear, shorts?
Well, I do get naked. Why do you, when you shower, are you a never nude?
Well, no, I've seen some Filipino movies where there was like 20 people living in the small house, but they were all taking showers with their shorts on.
But they're all together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you're alone, yeah, you would just, you know, go all the way, get naked. But then if you're with the other friends, yeah, shower. That's what I did. When I was showering with my friends, I would be on my underwear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was young. Anyway, okay. So I had Duke. I did have a cute friends. Okay, so let's do some entertainment, Ray. So Ray's been watching
stuff. I just lost Beer Podcast. Hang on.
Where did you go? BPC.
I got it. It came back.
Okay. Oh, wow, it's pretty quick. It's pretty quick on the iPad, but on the Android, it's really slow.
Well, it's an Android.
It's weird, right?
It's an Android.
It's weird. It's Google Drive. It's Google Drive, and this is Google Drive, and it's slow on the Google Drive.
But oh, well. Anyway. Okay, entertainment. All right, I went and saw Nightcrawler this weekend. Have you seen
it? And how did you like it?
Oh, it was okay. Don't waste your money to go see an evening show. Go to a matinee show.
Okay.
I'll wait for it to come out on pay-per-view. The best
pay-per-view or cable? Just
pay-per-view is okay. I mean, it's $7, and you can invite some people over, and y'all can sit around and be bored for 2 hours and watch it.
Okay.
I wasn't too thrilled about the storyline. It was kind of lame. The previews kind of lead you to believe that something else is going on that wasn't.
Okay.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal. Gyllenhaal. However the hell you say his name. Did a real good job portraying his character and making me feel very uncomfortable for almost 2 hours. Just because the way his character was, it just rubbed me the wrong way. Wait a second.
I did see the preview. Yeah.
Because his character is very weird. He's a very weird person. Very, very weird. So.
Well, I actually got to watch Fury with, what's his name? It's got
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt, Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf.
What's his name from Walking Dead who they killed off?
Who they killed off?
Yeah, what's his name? He was.
Oh yeah, yeah, the one who the Rick's friend.
Your Rick's friend. I can't remember what his
name. I forgot his name, but yeah, he died. Yeah, he's there too. And then
Hispanic.
Oh, the Hispanic guy. Jerry Pena, something like that. I forgot his name.
It's
Michael
not in
Pena.
The notes. I can't remember.
It's not in the notes, Michael. Sorry, we're very professional here. I think Michael Pena. Anyway, he's Mike's type, you know, Hispanic, thug looking. Anyway, so yeah, it was good and. The dialogues are very, very well done, and the
Oscar
the
nomination.
It can be an Oscar, competitor. And
how Shia LaBeouf?
He is out of his character, his usual annoying character, but this time I think he did well. He did well, let's say.
Because he's had some rough past couple months.
Really?
You know, he got busted and arrested and all that stuff. Couple months back for at a bar or something like that. So, but anyway.
So yeah,
I was
Fury.
Because this has come out right after. Right, he was filming that. I think he finished filming that.
Yeah,
right after that.
Highly recommendable, guys. If you got to watch Fury out of the theaters, I think it's really good because you know they were showing how Sherman tanks and Tiger tanks were fighting and everything, and how it is to be in a tank back in 1945. So it's just amazing how. Realistic it is.
Yeah.
I guess it is realistic, you know. How do people inside, how do five people inside a tank live and kill Germans back then?
Yeah.
So it's just amazing.
It's not an easy job.
It's not an easy job. Coordination. Somebody loads the cannon and one does the normal gun. One drives. And one is the leader who communicates. So, bogey on the left, stuff like that. It's just awesome. So, yeah, highly recommendable. Fury, you got to watch that.
Okay.
Okay. What else, Ray?
This weekend, the big movie for the fall hits is Interstellar.
I'm not invited. I'm not.
You're not invited for what?
For Interstellar.
Why not?
I don't know. Nobody's asked me.
I asked you earlier at dinner if you wanted to go with us.
Oh, okay. You just said you're just going to go with
me. And I was like, that was the invitation, if you want to go with us.
Oh, jeez, well, now you asked him now. Oh, no.
But it opens up the 5th, I think, in IMAX. And then it opens up in regular movie screens on the 7th.
The 5th is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Remember the 5th of November.
That's right. Do you think anything's going to happen tomorrow?
Actually, I think it's the 7th. Isn't it the 7th of November?
The 7th is, no, 5th. The 5th of November? V for Vendetta, which was about the 5th of November.
Okay, So anyway, it opens tomorrow on IMAX, so it looks pretty good. Reviews have been pretty good. You know, they've kind of been all over the place, but it sounds pretty good. This next article kind of really hurt in the cojones.
Why?
A 50 Shades of Grey movie minus male nudity, explicit sex, is self-defeating.
What's the point?
I know. I mean, it's all about... I mean, the story is about him and her and the kinky and the relationship between the two with the kink. And he should be naked.
The guy's not naked in 50 Shades of Grey.
And there's not that much explicit sex that happens in the movie, according to what they're saying.
Boring.
Jamie Dornan gave an interview to The Guardian that dropped online yesterday, where he discussed his recent projects, among them the British serial killer television show The Fall, which I got on my list to watch. This is a pro tip. Watch The Fall on Netflix and fall in love, admiration with Gillian Anderson all over again. Because she's in the show. So.
Oh, Gillian Anderson is Fox. Oh, wait, Mulder.
Scully. The X-Files. So, yeah. And the upcoming 50 Shades of Grey that is opening next Valentine's Day, courtesy of Universal Comcast Corporation. The portion of the interview that has caught most attention is where he discussed the amount of sex and or nudity that will be in the $40 million adaptation of E.L. James's bondage romance novel. In short, there will allegedly be no full frontal nudity of the male variety, and the film's sexual content will be kept to a relative minimum.
Lame.
What the fuck is that about?
Lame.
This is obviously bad news for fans who wanted to, let's be honest about this, see James Dornan's private parts on a big movie screen.
Yeah.
And it may be bad news for fans who wanted to see a sexually explicit big screen adaptation of their favorite S&M novel.
Yeah, like short bus type.
You know? I know. What's odd about this is the alleged reason behind it. You want to appeal to as wide an audience as possible without grossing them out, states Mr. Dornan said in the interview. You don't want to make something gratuitous and ugly and graphic without reading too much into one quote from the male lead. This is a situation where the filmmakers may be doing a disservice to the fans. Yeah. You're likely expecting, among other things, a peek at Mr. Christian Grey's bathing suit areas. In the name of source fidelity, in the hopes of appealing to audiences, he won't be seeing the film anyway.
You see, that's the point of 50 Shades of Grey. It has to be graphic. Well, yeah.
Well, it doesn't have to be. They're apparently not doing it that way. Yeah, but, I mean, most women have read this book.
I know.
It's still on shelves in cubicles at the office where the girls are passing around reading it. I read all three novels.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
So anyway, did you hear about the did Ed tell you, our friend Ed in New Orleans, who owns a few adult novelty stores there in New Orleans, did he ever tell you about the 50 Shades of Grey?
Mm-mm.
No. When 50 Shades of Grey became
The Benoit balls.
Popular.
Yeah, that he couldn't keep them in stock and
keep it in stock. The Benoit balls, the kinky stuff because of 50 Shades of Grey.
So he's stocking up for Valentine's for this year, right?
Yeah. And oh, shit, you're right. Imagine that. If the 50 Shades of Grey come out by next year for Valentine's, right?
That's when it's coming out. Next year.
Oh, my God.
February 2016.
I should 2015. Ed, you better be ready.
That's right. Better be ready, Ed.
Better be ready for all those.
But anyway, I kind of find that disappointing. I mean, the story is not all about sex. And S&M's not always all about sex.
Yeah,
because the story is more about the relationship between this guy who's into kinky sex, the girl who's not, that he meets and brings into it, and she learns and she falls in love with it and him, and the whole control aspect of it.
Yep,
and the relationship. So anyway, okay. if you haven't read the book, I highly recommend it. So
I still haven't read it yet.
It is very, very good read. All three novels, I read all three. So very good.
Oh, good for you.
You want to take the next one?
Okay, let's do the Channing Tatum's article here. He's going to be Gambit. Wow, that's awesome. So Channing Tatum.
Well, it sucks for, what's his name?
Oh, the one who played before?
Kurt Keach.
Stacey Keach?
No, not Stacey Keach. crap, because I like him.
Oh, yeah, the
John Carter.
Oh, the one who played John Carter?
Battleship, yeah. What's his name?
I forgot his
name. Tyler Keach.
Okay.
Yeah, he's one that originally.
There was a problem with that. He did not. The powers are kind of weird, the way he used it, And he didn't have cards. I can't remember if he used cards.
How the movie was written. That had nothing to do with the actor.
I know. And then he didn't have a Cajun accent. He was just, you know, an old American. You know, he didn't have a Cajun accent. But anyway, so yeah, Channing Tatum's Gambit movie officially in the works. So the Magic Mike star has officially signed on to play the character in an X-Men spin-off movie. He was first confirmed for the role earlier this year. So Tatum, 34, was first confirmed to play the charming card-slinging mutant in May when producer Lauren Shuler Donner made the casting announcement during a red carpet interview. So he's a rogue, Channing. He's a rascal, just like Remy LeBeau. And she said, that's what she said. And he can handle the action, and we all know that. And he's got a really good heart, so think he'll be a great Gambit. Donner also noted that Tatum's southern roots. He was born in Cullman, Alabama. Oh, okay. So, you know, it make him ideal for the role. He can have that southern accent, I guess. Since Gambit hails from New Orleans, so the actor understands that world. That's good.
Yeah.
So.
And Channing Tatum wanted to play this role. He actually went after it.
Oh, really? He did?
Yeah. So I guess he got tired of being in G.I. Joe and wanted to be an X-Men now. Go from Hasbro to another.
From Hasbro to Marvel. Okay. Yeah, so prior to his casting, Tatum expressed his hopes to portray Gambit in a film one day because he and the character have southern roots in common. Oh, wait a second. Yeah. So there's a lot of superheroes out there. I'd like to play Gambit, he told Total Film last year. Because I'm from New Orleans, around that area, and my dad's from New Orleans, and I like to do the Cajun accent. Oh, okay. See, that's what Gambit's supposed to be—the one in the Wolverine thing. Was it Wolverine Origins?
Yeah,
X-Men Origins.
Yeah,
he didn't have any accent. So Gambit was always like the woman loving, cigarette smoking, drinking. You know, he was the punk rock of all the superheroes. He added, yeah, I remember Gambit's that way. You know, he was wasn't he in love with Rogue?
I think they have a tumultuous relationship.
Yeah, but
I think it's one of those love hate kind of things.
Yeah, but they just can't have sex. Never know. That's the problem in the comic book. He would become unconscious if anyone touches Rogue.
Most men don't need to be awake to have sex.
Oh God, weird. All right.
He'd be more than shooting blanks though. Coochie be blowing up.
Okay, let's do it. That's frightening. And he'll energize his comps. I'm going to shoot you. Nice. Okay, let's do some events. This is something that is, you know, near to our hearts because some people are going to be near our houses. I mean, well, our friends.
They're coming to town to go to the cruise. Not to visit us, of course, but to go to the
town. No. It would, you know,
God forbid they come to town and visit.
It's actually an event. 2014 Caribbean Chumley. So it's going to be from Sunday. November 16th. It's 7 days, actually. Departing from Houston, they're just going to go around. They're going to lots of places. So our 12th annual fall sailing departs Houston for the first time, where we board the beautiful Emerald Princess bound for the stunning ports of Cozumel, Mexico, Belize City, and Roatan Island, Honduras. Join hundreds of amazing men from all over the world and find out why Chumley's Bear Cruise family continues to grow each year. So, the story here is that our friends Devin and Jay and Phil, they're going to be coming to town, and I guess they're going to visit us in a way. Yeah. They're staying with you, right? You don't know
yet. Devin and Jay are.
Devin and Jay are.
Yeah, I'm just staying over here.
Okay, so
I don't think I know Phil.
You know Phil? It's a friend of ours. He was here a few weeks ago, or last month, or 2 months ago. I met him here in Houston. We went out. Anyway, so yeah, there a couple of friends are coming over, and then we're going to. I think everybody's going to that night at
Neon Boots. Yeah, if you're in town, and you're on going to the Chumley Cruise, Neon Boots, which is the country western bar, is supposed to be having a big party that night for the cruise goers.
So. Yeah, November 15th. It's like a pre-cruise party, and there's I think there are about 600 bears going. So imagine all those bears are going to Neon Boots this Sunday.
Well, I mean, the ones that get here. Also, if you come to town, I highly suggest if you get here early, like if you come in Friday night to visit a little bit, go Saturday to the Renaissance Festival. That's the largest one around. So
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Unlike most rooms, so which are small little events.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so just for more information, go to bearcruises.com. So it's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. First, the gay. Everybody must have been seeing this on TV or reading this in the news, but it's worth mentioning. Apple CEO Tim Cook, "I'm proud to be gay." That's what he said. So Apple CEO Tim Cook publicly confirmed he is gay in an opinion piece.
Hey.
published Thursday, making him the highest profile CEO to come out. In an essay published by the Bloomberg Business Week, advocating for human rights and equality, Cooks says he was inspired by Dr. Martin Luther King to set aside his desire for privacy to do something more important. Yeah, good for him. "While I have never denied my sexuality, I haven't publicly acknowledged it either until now," writes Cook. "So let me be clear. I'm proud to be gay.
Hey.
And I consider being gay among the greatest gifts God has given to me." Cook becomes the first openly gay CEO for a Fortune 500 company, according to gay rights group Human Rights Campaign, who applauded the Apple chief's essay. So Tim Cook's announcement today will save countless of lives, says HRC President Chad Griffin. "He has always been a role model, but today millions across the globe will draw inspiration from a different aspect of his life." So that's a USA Today story, and it's just great. I mean,
unless you're in Russia, then they start taking Steve Jobs and Apple stuff down because he come out as gay.
That's right.
I was reading that the other day, and I was like, "Those damn Ruskies, they're so crazy."
Okay, so that's the.
But it wasn't like this. He officially come out as being gay. Everybody's known he was gay for years because I think he was on the cover of Out magazine last year as one of the highest paid gay executives or something, mm-hmm. even though he never admitted it.
Yeah, I've always heard that he is gay because where did I hear it about?
But he works for Apple. Pretty much most of Apple is gay. Have you not been in an Apple store lately?
Yeah, I've seen a montage about a cartoon, an animated something for Steve Jobs, and they showed him Tim Cook being his sidekick, and he's got a rainbow on his forehead. So back then, I knew he was gay. You know, and last week something was posted on Facebook. We don't know if it's true. It's an Asians and Bears group that they posted his boyfriend is an Asian guy. He's a rice queen, Ray. He's a rice queen.
What did the Asian boy look like? Is he fresh off the boat?
No, it's more like he's like a accountant. Some professional okay. thing that he's doing.
So he's not some little twink boy that.
Kind of twinkish. Let's just say B.D. Wong type.
Oh, okay.
B.D. Wong. Yeah. So that's the story. What do you guys think? Do you think it's going to affect Apple's sales?
Maybe in Russia.
Maybe in Russia?
In Islamic countries.
Really?
So, but, it's you not know, things keep them. Turning on here, so I don't think the world's going to end. So.
Okay.
It'll be all forgotten about when the Apple Watch comes out.
That's right. It's going to be a distraction. Okay, let's go to
all right, gay number two. Strongman Rob Kearney comes out as gay. The world's second strongest man showed a different kind of strength on October 20th when he came out as gay on Facebook, and the sports world is heralding his champion. "My man crush money goes to this guy, my boyfriend Joey Alexio. Is that how you say his name? Rob Kearney on Facebook. Past months have been crazy, but throughout all this, you've given me a reason to smile. So I guess this is me coming out and saying I'm gay." The Next Level reported that with his imposing shoulders and rebellious mohawked hair, mm-hmm. Rob Kearney is undoubtedly a certain type of red-blooded man's man, the type of powerhouse that holds the rest of us guys absolutely dumbstruck. The guy moves quite literally tons of weight each week with nothing but his bare brute strength. Mm-hmm. Rob's lifting and training make the rest of us gym goers look like we're playing a lazy game of croquet. His ability to use thick, muscular frame to make immobile objects take momentum is astounding and even intimidating. Thousands of pounds of steel and cement obey his aggressive, almost hostile muscular force. But unleash male super strength is not uncommon to Rob. It's just a part of his day.
So he just fulfilled one of my fantasies, you know, a gay strongman.
Yeah. Well, we already had that, John. He was on the show.
Well, that's true. But then this is the new one.
I'm kidding. Oh, you like the younger, beefier.
The younger one. No, I'm kidding.
You hear that, don't you, John?
Well, no, it's just that he's not in our show. Maybe we should invite him in a show. Yeah. World's strongest man is gay. That would be awesome. Yeah, what do you think? I mean, aside from our friend John Hudson, and this guy, I mean, who else out there who is a big muscular guy who is really gay?
J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt? Is he muscular?
Have you not seen J.J. Watt? Do you even know who J.J. Watt is?
No. Let me see.
Mike, you have failed in your football duty to teach him. Oh, yeah, J.J. Watt.
Okay, I remember now. Okay.
I bet you if bitch shows up at your house with pizza, you'll know who he is.
I know. I guess I don't know my football.
Mike. So anyway, okay. Moving on.
Let's move on to the geek. Okay, this is... You're going to upgrade your iPhone in the future, right?
Sometime in the future, one day.
Next year, I plan to upgrade my iPhone. Okay, so what's in the iPhones right now are those sensors, those home buttons. That can, they're used for biometrics, can send you, scan your fingerprint and everything. Now, I don't know if I want to set it now.
Why?
Because the article will say so. But I guess you've heard about this in the news, so we'll just talk about it. So court rules, police can force users to unlock iPhones with fingerprints, but not passcodes. So a circuit court judge in Virginia has ruled that fingerprints are not protected by the Fifth Amendment. A decision that has clear privacy implications for fingerprint-protected devices like newer iPhones and iPads. So according to Judge Stephen Fucci, while a criminal defendant can't be compelled to hand over a password to police officers for the purpose of unlocking a cellular device, law enforcement officials can compel a defendant to give up a fingerprint.
Mm.
Yes, they have a point. So the Fifth Amendment states that no person shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, which protects memorized information like passwords and passcodes, and it does not extend to fingerprints in the eyes of the law, as speculated by Wired last year. So Judge Stephen Fucci, different spelling of Fucci now, ruled this week that giving police a fingerprint is akin to providing a DNA or handwriting sample or an actual key, which the law permits. A passcode, though, requires the defendant to divulge knowledge, which the law protects against, according to Frucci's written opinion. Okay. So, right now, you cannot be forced to reveal your PIN. You cannot be forced to reveal your password to unlock your phone.
Yeah.
But they can grab you or force you to put your finger in there so you could unlock it.
So, as long as you're not doing anything bad, you don't have to worry about it.
That's true.
Okay.
Yes.
But if you're doing bad stuff, then don't use the fingerprint code.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, just be careful, I guess. It's a good technology. That's what happens now with these devices now. It uses your fingerprints and everything. It's actually a username. It's really mm-hmm. the same as a username or mm-hmm. your first name or your driver's license, for example, because it's not encoded. It's they even when they book you, they fingerprint you. Mm-hmm. So they have your prints all along.
Well, that's the whole reason they go to fingerprint scans and retinal scans, because no two are ever alike.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. It's an identity of yours, which reminds me about the eye. Same thing. They can force you to do retina scans. They can just scan you because
it's... That's why in all the movies, they rip your eyeballs out and go... Deep,
hold it. Which movie?
Well, James Bond's a scan one.
Okay. What's one but really gross?
I'm trying to remember which is real gross when they rip the eye out of.
How about replace the eyes? Actually, replace the eyes... To someone who, and then the eyes belong to an Asian, to a Japanese guy. You don't remember?
Uh-uh.
Minority Report. You don't remember that? No. Oh my God!
That's such an old
Minority Report. Movie. It's one of those. Well, it's a Tom Cruise film. Yeah, and they took out his eyes and replaced it with the Japanese guy's eyes. Because that's the way they were doing authentication. They could identify you just walking by a hallway and they scan your
eyes. Well, they also had that chip.
No, it's just eyes.
Remember they cut the thing off and took his chip out.
We did? I can't remember. I don't remember. I remember the iPhone.
Because you walk by and it censored the chip and it catered advertising to you. Unless I'm confusing movies.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was the eyes. It caters to you. Then the advertisers were in Japanese because they saw his eyes. He scanned his eyes. So, yeah, I know what you mean about catering to his... Yeah, there were advertisements that catered to his likes.
I don't want no damn advertisements. I'm tired of that bullshit.
Anyway, so what do you guys think? Are you still going to use the feature in your iPhones?
If you're good, you have nothing to worry about.
Just be good. Don't... Right. Okay, let's go to the bizarre array. Oh, okay. You would like this.
Okay. Here is the butt of Sloth from The Goonies. Before acting as the lovable monster Sloth in The Goonies, John, how do you say his last name? Matuszak was an NFL defensive lineman for the Raiders. Go Raiders. He was a notorious party animal and was named by Sports Illustrated as one of the top five bad boys of the NFL. In 1982, he shot his extremely sensual spread for Playgirl that will make you very, very confused about Sloth. He wrote an autobiography called Cruisin' with the twos about his exploits, and supposedly his mornings with the Breakfast of Champions, vodka and Valium. Sadly, the twos died in 1998 from an overdose of painkillers with a trace amount of cocaine in his system.
There you go. Did you see his picture?
Yeah.
That's Sloth. He used to be in Playgirl, I guess. He's kind of a bearish guy.
Very bearish. Well, most football guys are bearish.
I know. I can't believe he's the guy from, you know, from Goonies. And it's a hot bear underneath.
Well, it's called makeup. It's kind of like the
yeah, I know.
The Walking Dead. Those are not real zombies. They're people with makeup on them, Maynard. But some of them are even bears.
No one would have known. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so let's go. What do you guys think? Did you ever guys see this Playgirl magazine? Is Playgirl still around though? I don't know.
Yes, Playgirl's still around.
So they have hot guys in it? I guess that's what it is.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Do you read the articles?
They're articles.
Some people say, oh, I buy the Playboy magazine so I could read the articles. Right. No?
What's Playboy?
Oh, shut up. Anyway, let's go on to the next one. Next bizarre is actually given to us by Cesar. Cesar's been my contributor these days.
Cesar got to get a byline up in here shortly.
Yeah, he's getting a byline now. Thank you, Cesar from Chicago. So it's a zombie omelet. Both are terrifyingly, terrifying and delicious. They look good, but actually it's gross. Like. Look at that. See. So, what do they do? I'll flash the pictures. So, what they do is, they get the sausage and they kind of, they slice it in small chunks and then small slices. So, it's going to be one like 2 inches long. And then, kind of
like your penis.
Just the head part.
Just the head part. Okay.
That's just the head. What do you call this? When you kind of slice the top part so it would look like a fingernail.
Circumcised?
Yeah. No, not circumcised. It's really just slice it a little bit so it would look like a fingernail. And then put it on an omelet, put five of those sausages and put ketchup around it, and there you go. It looks like fingers.
Somebody had nothing else better to do with their time, I see.
I know. I should have thought about this. Look at this. These are real sausages, see? On an omelet.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's brilliant. I think I want to do it. I'll prepare that for at work. I'll bring some omelet with the fingers like that.
Poor Mike. I won't be seeing him anymore.
Anyway, so yeah, I guess that's the show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Before we go, we have some shout-outs. I'd like to do some shout-outs. Shout-out to Q-Bert.
Q-Bert.
From Houston.
His game is still going on?
Yeah, I know. He wants to be called Q-Bert. Hi, Q-Bert. Okay. Also, happy birthday to George. This was George from Dallas. I was with Shahram last week and we went to a restaurant called Piola somewhere downtown, midtown. Anyway, so we were there. It's an Italian restaurant. It's his birthday. So happy birthday, George. Ed and Tracy, it was Ed's birthday also a few days ago. So happy birthday. And Gordon from Houston also. There are people from Houston. Yep. How about you, Ray?
Shout out to all the people who came to the party for Robbie doing such an excellent job of setting everything up and cooking such wonderful food.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was a good time. Thanks for Edo, the brother-in-law, for loaning us some of his decorations.
Decorations? He did decorations?
Have you not seen the pictures?
I didn't see decorations. I just saw costumes.
Well, they'll flash by and you'll see a couple in the house, but the house was totally decorated. Okay. We forgot to take pictures too of the house, which is kind of sad. So.
If you guys are watching the video right now, it's really what one of the band members of Slayer is Kerry King. He's become a big trucker daddy bear already. So that's hot. And I was pretty much near his side watching him play. Yeah. All, you know, Slayer music, Angel of Death, Mandatory Suicide.
What are you talking about, Willis?
I'm talking about, Slayer songs. They're a death metal band, you know.
Oh. Out of my range.
Yeah. Out of my range. You don't like death metal? I mean, I used to listen to it a lot. It's just that they played South of Heaven. They played Angel of Death. They played, I can't remember the other songs. This just the famous ones, really. So it was a lot of fun.
See the decorations.
Oh, there you go. I see now.
See, there's pumpkins. There's all kind of lights and stuff outside. You just missed it because you weren't there.
I was in New Orleans. What can I say?
You always go to New Orleans.
I always go to New Orleans. I have to. Okay, let's close the show. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can give us a call at, what's our number, Maynard?
Oh, God. Pull it in the kitchen.
206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327.
Yes, leave your voice messages and we'll play it in the show. I love messing with him. Thank you, Ray, for remembering. We didn't even write it down. And
Alzheimer's is not kicking in today, so we're doing good.
Yeah, that's good. Subscribe via iTunes, also on Vimeo and YouTube. And you can listen to the show on the Stitcher Radio and Bear Radio Network. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast.